gave a reflection at our Christmas Eve Mass. I spoke about going back to Auckland for 2.5 months at the end of the year, each year, when I was studying down here at the seminary and at the university. And I spoke about my holiday job and going to midnight Mass on Christmas Eve. But by far and away, the primary purpose of the trip home was to spend time with my family, my parents, and as a seminarian, to spend time with my parish, in my case, the home parish of Devonport. Christmas, though, of course, is a time for family. For me in those times, it was spending the Christmas season with my parents. It's the season where we come together with those that we love to celebrate as a family. In the wider context was also the opportunity to celebrate life as a parish family. Today is the Feast of the Holy Family. It's a day where we can reflect on the lives and the relationships of the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary and Joseph, and we can celebrate our own families. But in honouring Jesus, Mary and Joseph, we honour, as I said, all families, big or small. But we honour the church, our church. We honour our parish family, a family of God. For the large part of his life, Jesus was part of a family. I guess that we always imagine that their family must have been extremely happy. Yet I suspect, like every other family, they must have from time to time had their ups and downs, their joys and their sorrows, their problems and their difficulties, for those things are the things of which life are made. The account that we've just heard from the Gospel of Luke about the incident where Jesus, when he was 12, is a good account of an incident that affected that family. The family had gone to Jerusalem, according to their custom, to celebrate the Passover with presumably thousands of other pilgrims, after which they began their journey back to Nazareth. And after a day's journey, Jesus could not be found, for Mary and Joseph were travelling in separate groups, each presuming that Jesus was with the other parent or group. And then after a search lasting 3 days back in Jerusalem, they found Jesus sitting among the teachers in the temple. It seems from reading that passage this morning that Mary was not appreciative of Jesus' behaviour, hence the question as to why he had treated her and Joseph in such a way. His answer may well have astonished her. I tend to think or suggest it may have even angered her. His comment, "Did you not know I must be about my father's business?" But whichever way you look at that passage from Luke, it's a clear example of a family dynamic at work, of a confrontation, and in this case, a son that then obediently conformed to the direction of his parents to return with them to Nazareth. The family home of Jesus, Mary and Joseph would then have been in so many ways just like any other home. They would have related together, talked, had fun, had disagreements, worked, eaten, dealt with problems and encountered everything else that makes up daily life. They weren't exempt from the daily toil, the daily hurt and challenges that face all families. For Jesus, chores would have had to be done. For Joseph, his carpentry work had to be done in order to put food on the table for his family. So the Holy Family is set before us as a model for our families. Not as a perfect model, but as one incorporating all the ups and downs of everyday life. So how should we react to and take on board the message of the Holy Family? Well, one suggestion is that we remember on a daily basis that despite everything, they remained a family. I believe it's one of the greatest threats facing families in this day and age is simply that we don't spend enough time together. We're often so busy working or socialising or watching television or looking at screens that we have less and less time for each other. Another problem is that individuals these days seem to give up working at their relationships. They seem more prepared to walk away than confront issues. It's something that I see every day in my work with family law. The message for us today on this feast is that they survived. That family survived. No doubt their many crises through their love for each other and their faith in God. We're currently living in an age where society seems immersed in ongoing debates about the definition and nature of marriage and family, both within the church and within the broader society. The Feast of the Holy Family reminds us of the true vocation of the family. It challenges us to consider our own families, both the ones we grew up in and the ones of which we are now a part. It challenges us to reflect upon our role within the church as members of the family that is St. Peter's Cavesham. I want to finish by quoting from some reading I've done this week. It's a quote from Jean Chittenson from the Order of St. Benedict, who said, "The Feast of the Holy Family raises questions in us about the harmony of the home that we are now in, and what part we play in both the peace of that home and its disturbance. We must ask ourselves if we are learning from one another, caring for one another, becoming more spiritual together as we go. And if not, why not? And what do we intend to do about it, as Jesus did, for the sake of the rest of the world?" Therein, I think, lies a message for us all. Spoken in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.